Sarbhushnam Bhakti Granthana Naipunyam Bhakti Vedanta Shikshatam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale Srimate Ravindra Sarupa Dasiti Namine Guru Deva Divyadiya Ashyastra Sadanta Today Prabhupada Bhakti Marga Rakshanaya Namostate. Sri Sri Radha Madhava are always engaged in blissful loving pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Krishna is the one who reciprocates love with the gopis, and he is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He is the son of Mother Yashoda, and he is the attractive darling of all of Vraja. He can always be seen playing in the garden groves on the banks of the Yamuna River. Om Agyana Trimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitanyena Taishmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadadmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurau Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Shahadvaitam Shadvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jigapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayatnaye Apayanma Nanu Bipsamandam Kripa Budirya Paraduka Duki Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Mashrayami. I was unwilling to drink that nectar of immortality that is known as bhakti ras, the taste of love for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I did not want to drink this beverage because I knew it was laced with, I knew it was endowed with, I knew it was full of a secret ingredient. That ingredient being great material renunciation. But my spiritual master, Sanatan Goswami, being an ocean of mercy, who is constitutionally unable to look upon the sufferings of others, he forced me, he made me, he induced me to drink it. Therefore, what else can I do? I simply have to offer him my obeisances as my master. Adarana Srinam Dantira Iram Yache Puna Punaha Srimarupa Padambo Jam Duli Sham Janma Jamani. Ah, clasping the straw between my teeth, falling down on the ground, crying and begging over and over and over again. The only prayer that is left in my heart is this. And that is that lifetime after lifetime, I may simply serve the foot dust of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sadhanai jivane yasya drishto bhavo dayakrama haragunatham aham bande dasa Goswami nam prabhu. I offer my homage unto my master, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. By carefully studying his life and his daily practices of the regulative principles of devotional service, one can quickly come to understand the exact scientific sequential process by which one will attain to prayojana, the topmost states of love of Godhead. Gorave Gorachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Time and time again I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Guru, unto Sri Gorachandra, unto Srimati Radhika, along with her divine abode, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and her confidential associates, unto Lord Sri Krishna, unto the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, and unto the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. Vanchika Patirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we have entered into the high holy days. We have our high holy month. That's known as Kartik. But now we've entered into the high holy days. And it's not Lent. Nor is it Ramadan. We've entered into the high holy days of our Vaishnava heritage and faith. We just had Balaram's appearance day. Then 7 days from today is the appearance of who? Who's going to appear in 7 days from today? His appearance day celebration, it's who? Lord Krishna's. August 25th. And then 2 weeks after that, we're going to have Srimati Radhika's appearance day. And one day after the appearance of Lord Krishna is the appearance of what essentially great personality who has appeared in all of our lives. Yeah, it's Srila Prabhupada. So these are the whole high holy days of our Vaishnava faith. And so for the next 7 days, we're going to be hearing Krishna Katha, and I'm the first speaker. You can see there's no board, there's no verse on the board. So I'm going to speak. I hope I have enough time. I have a lot of things I want to speak about. But because I am the first speaker, I'm going to speak about a little bit about the qualifications to appreciate Krishna Leela. Some of the qualifications that are needed. It's a big subject matter. I will speak on it very, very, very shortly. And then because we're reading Pallad Leela right now in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Narada Muni, he plays a big role in Pallad Leela, in Nrisingadev's Leela. Then I wanted to look at Narada Muni's participation in Vrindavan Leela. So we'll look at Narada Muni and his mischievous activities in Vrindavan Leela. Okay? So, and I promise I'm going to keep to my script. Otherwise, I go off in all kinds of directions. So I also want to forgive, ask your forgiveness. I don't like to give Bhagavatam class kind of looking scruffy, you know, unshaven. I like to shave myself up before Bhagavatam class. And I didn't get to it yesterday. I was really, really busy. I mean, just a lot of things came down the pike. I finally went to the barber at 7 o'clock last night, and he was closed, so I wasn't able to shave up. So, and you may say, why am I mentioning that little fact? Is because visuals are important in Krishna consciousness. And we're going to try to get a little bit into that just very shortly, right at the beginning of this class. So I'm going to start with a verse from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm starting with this verse for one reason and one reason only, is because I just learned it. And when I learn a new verse, I want to include it in the Bhagavatam class, because then it helps me to memorize it. But even though this verse seems to have, and a couple verses after it, seems to have nothing to do with Krishna Leela and enjoying Krishna Leela and appreciating Krishna Leela, I will guarantee you that I will be able to tie it into Krishna Leela. Just give me a chance. So that verse is Tavaj Jatendriyo Nashad Vijitan Yendriyaha Puman. Puman means a man. And Tavaj Jitendriyo Nasha. He may have conquered all of the other senses. And then it says, Na Jayad Rasanam. But Na Jayad means Jai Jai, right? Victory. Jai Jai. Na Jayad. No victory. Rasanam means tongue. Na Jayad Rasanam Yavaj. Jittam sarva, jite sarve. This is a verse from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's spoken by Lord Krishna to his dear devotee Uddhava. He says, my dear Uddhava, although a man may have conquered all of his other senses, oh, when there's something that he's not supposed to look at, he can turn his head. When there's something he's not supposed to touch, he can withdraw his sense of touch. Huh? When there's not, oh, there's some gramya kata, somebody's blaspheming the devotees, he can withdraw his ears. So, although a man may have conquered all of his other senses, as long as his tongue is not under his control, it cannot be said that he has conquered the senses. However, if it is seen that a man has complete control over his tongue, and then it is automatically understood that he has control over all of his other senses. Jivara lala se iti uti daya. Krishnodara, Shishnodara prayana, Krishna nahi paya. A man who runs here and there, trying to satisfy the greed of his tongue to taste all kinds of varieties of delicious foodstuffs, and who is very careful to always make sure that his belly is full, and when the opportunity arises, he does not mind, he's very eager actually, to satisfy his genitals. For such a man, Krishna consciousness is impossible. What does this have to do with Krishna Leela? Just hold on. Because these are the negative injunctions concerning the tongue. So what are the, and concerning the senses. So what are the, what's the positive injunction concerning the senses? And we all know this verse, at least we should all know this verse. If we do not all know this verse, we should learn it. And that verse is very famous. It's Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavat Grayam Indriyaha. Grayam Indriyaha means dirty senses. Senses that are engaged in anything but Krishna conscious activities. The standard devotional activities. If your senses are engaged in other activities besides the standard devotional activities, something automatically happens. And what happens? One cannot appreciate Lord Krishna's holy name, his divine form, his transcendental attributes, and his eternal pastimes. Appreciation, joy, absorption, love will flee from you if your senses are dirty. And you will hear Krishna's pastimes and you will go, blah, no happiness there. You will hear Krishna's name and you'll go, blah, no happiness there. So to enjoy or engage or appreciate Krishna's pastimes, the senses have got to be engaged in the service of the master of the senses, Lord Sri Krishna. Then taste, then appreciation comes. So, that's our first job. So, Atashi Krishna Namani Nabhavedgrayam Indriyaha Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivadao Jiva Adao. Then how do we gauge these senses in the service of the master of senses? How do we go about doing it? Jiva Adao. It begins with the tongue. Krishna consciousness begins with the tongue. He Jiva Adao. Sevan Unmukhe. Sevanumukhe, that in a favorable mood, one begins, Adao begins, to serve Lord Krishna. How? With the tongue. And then, if one does that, then what's the result? What will you get? What's the payoff? Huh? Swayam eva spirat yadaha. Swayam means from inside oneself, without depending on outside objects. Self-manifested happiness. Is sense gratification self-manifested happiness? No, and why not? Because it depends on other outside objects. And the chief of all sense gratification is sex life. We all know that. And that depends on a woman. Good luck. So sevanumukhe, one performs favor, well, for us it depends on a woman. For you it depends on a man. And I can say equally to you guys, good luck. So, Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivadao. It begins with the tan and then Swayam. Krishna Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadja Kabanoya Shravanadi Sudha Chitta Karare Udaya. Krishna consciousness, love of Lord Krishna, appreciation for Lord Krishna, appreciation for the activities of bhakti yoga. They are eternally established in the heart of the living entity. They are not something that is gained from an outside source. Does anybody here want happiness that doesn't depend on anything else? You would like it? We got one person who would like it. Would you like it? That arises naturally inside the heart without you lining up all the bowling pins in line. I need a house, I need land, I need property, I need this, I need that, I know that. You line them up all in line, and then maybe you enjoy a fraction of flickering happiness. But this is Swayam Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Love of Lord Krishna, Krishna Prema, it arises naturally in the heart. It is not something that is gained from an outside source. When the devotee becomes deeply absorbed in hearing and chanting about Lord Krishna, then that love of Lord Krishna, what does it do? Now listen to this. It naturally awakens. It's not something you have to work hard at. It's decreed by God. Death is decreed by God. Is death something that you have to work hard at? Okay, arriving there is very hard. No, but it just falls in your lap. Birth has been decreed by God. Is birth something you have to work hard at? Did you work hard at your birth? Anybody here work hard at? Your mother worked hard, I know that. But did you work hard at your birth? It just fell in your lap. Does water work hard when it's rolling downhill? Then is it hard to attain Krishna Prema? My revered spiritual master, His Grace Ravindra Swarup, told me one time, he said, Giranagari Das, Krishna Prema is very easy to obtain. You just have to go about it in the way that Krishna tells you. So this is Swayam, this is self-manifested happiness. And when that self-manifested happiness comes, Swayam eva spirat yadaha, then what happens? Spirat means spurti. Spurti means excited. One becomes excited about Krishna consciousness. One becomes excited to serve the Lord. One becomes excited to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses. And why? Because it's giving him a happiness. So Atashri Krishnanama Dinabha Vedgayam Indriyaha Sevamukehi Jivadal Swayameva Spiratyadaha. Therefore, the materially contaminated senses, they cannot appreciate Lord Krishna's holy name, His divine form, His transcendental attributes, and His eternal pastimes. When the devotee becomes enlivened in Krishna consciousness and he begins to render service by using the tongue to do what? To chant Sri Krishna's holy name and taste the remnants of foodstuffs offered to the Lord. Then the tongue becomes purified. And by this process, this process, not any other process. We have to go about Krishna prema in the way that Lord Krishna tells us to go about it. By this process, one can come to understand who Lord Krishna really is. So, okay, great. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. It's easy, huh? Now, is that enough? Just chanting Hare Krishna, is that enough? Everybody right, who think it's enough, just raise your hand. Some people do, some people don't. About 50-50. And it's not enough. Why? Because it takes two senses and not one. Krishna consciousness happens when two of your senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. So you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then what's the next thing? What's the next sense that has to be engaged in the service of the Lord? The ear, yes. So the tongue and the ear have to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Once the GBC commissioned some of our scholars to write a paper, they had to write a scholarly paper, and they had to do all kinds of research, even though I can't understand why they had to research this one. But the GBC asked our scholars, please research this one. Hello, hello. Please research this one. What is it that we should be thinking about while we're chanting Hare Krishna? She's correct. We should be listening to the sound vibration of the name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada describes it exactly like capturing a wild elephant. To capture a wild elephant, the mind is the wild elephant. To capture a wild elephant, what they do is they take a tame elephant, a tame woman elephant, I don't know what they're called, but female elephant, and they chain her up in such a way that she can't get loose, and then they wait for her to go into heat. And then they dig a big pit all the way around her. Then they cover that pit over. So in the animal species, the most powerful sense is the nose. In many of the animal species, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you scientifically what a dog can smell. And I can't even imagine with the size of the noses that the elephants have, how they can smell. But in the animal species, the sense of smell is very acute. And the weaker sense in the animal species is the eyes. Now, when you come up to the human form of life, the sense of the sense that is very strong is the eyes. It's one of our most acute senses. And the nose is extremely weak. So the male elephant, he smells the female elephant. He knows she's, and he follows and he follows. And then finally he sees her and he rushes towards her and he drops into the pit. So it takes two senses, not just one sense, it takes two senses. So therefore, the tongue and the ear, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and you listen very carefully with the ear, and then the elephant of the mind can be trapped between those two senses. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Okay? Now, what about three senses? What about four senses? How many senses do we have? 10. 11, sorry. We have 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and 1 big, huge, throbbing sense, boom, 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 up here. So what's more powerful, japa or kirtan? Sorry, my dear, you're a very young man, but that's not the correct answer. Kirtan. Why kirtan? Yes. That's true. That's a very good point. More people can hear Krishna Katha. But there's another thing. Kirtan engages the senses in a deeper way. You have musical instruments. You have sound vibration. You have singing. You have somebody who's singing. You have the eyes. You have devotees. If the kirtan's very rousing, the men will grab each other and they'll start dancing with each other. You'll be touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. So at least more senses are engaged in the service of the master of the senses. And now, what if you add kirtan before the deities? What's more powerful, kirtan or kirtan before the deities? Kirtan before the deities. And why? Because now your tongue is engaged in the service of the master of senses. Your sense of touch is engaged in the service of the master of the senses. Your eyes, your ears. And your eyes are engaged by looking. Yadavadi mama. No. Savai mana krishna padava vindayor vaichamsi vaikuntha gunanuvanare karau harir mandira majunarishu shuktim chakra chuta sat kathodaye mukundalingalaya darshane drishta tadbrichigatras sparshe gana sangamam granam chatapada saroja sorabe shri matulasya rasanam tadarpite padau harir shetya padanu sarpane shiro rishikesha padabhi vandane kamam chadasya natu kama kamayam yatotama shloka janashraya rati. Maharaj Ambarishi, first of all, he engaged his mind in fixed meditation on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then he engaged a working sense, his voice, and describing the glorious situation of Vaikuntha. Then he engaged another working sense, the arms. He engaged the arms in cleansing the Lord's temple. He's got to clean it up here. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, seeing the Krishna's temples, and seeing Krishna's holy places, like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his ears in hearing the words spoken by Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, and the work spoken about Lord Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of the tulsi buds and the garlands that were offered to the Lord. He engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasadam. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord. He engaged his head in bowing down before the Lord. And he engaged all of his internal desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own personal sense gratification. He engaged all of the senses in acts of devotional service. Under the guidance of superior devotees who were deeply immersed in Uttama Shloka, Lord Sri Krishna, who is glorified with the choicest of poetry. So when the senses are engaged in the service of the master, the senses, and the more senses that we can engage in the service of the master of the senses, the more Krishna conscious we become. We are not against sense gratification. We are against sense gratification in tamagun. Drugs, alcohol, and parties. And so many other, and meat eating. We are against sense gratification in rajagun, sex life between the male and female and everything that goes along with it. We are against, but not so much, sense gratification in sattvagun, living out in the forest in a peaceful place, appreciating nature, watching who you associate with, making sure you avoid those who are on rajagun. You only look, reading the shastras that suggest that merging into Brahman is the highest goal of the human form of life. But that kind of sense gratification from that platform, it's much easier to move into. But what are we pro-sense gratification? I don't want to even use the word pro-sense gratification. We are pro using the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Sarvapadi vinirmukta tat parat vena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesham sevanam bhaktir uchate. Engaging the service in this, engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. And how do we go about this? Completely free of all selfish desires and endeavors that arise from a false conception of the self, the bodily conception of the self. If one does this, if one engages in the senses, in the service of the master of the senses, and completely free from all selfish desires and free from all endeavors that arise from the false conception of the self, then Krishna consciousness naturally arises in the heart. And from this practice, there are two automatic side effects. One becomes free from the desire for sense gratification, and one becomes free from identification with the body. Shri Krishna nama charadadi sitapya vidya pito patapta rasanasya. Narochika. Narochika means he cannot taste. He is blocked from tasting. Here, the engagement in the gross sense gratification in the mode of tamagun, sattvagun, and rajagun is compared to the disease of jaundice by Rupa Goswami. Sya Krishna ma charadadi sitapya vidya pito patapta rasanacha na rochikanu. Kintvadarad. Adarad means with great adoration, with great care and attention. Kintvadara. Anudinam. Anudinam means every day. It means 24 hours a day. And it means every day under the guidance of superior authority. Kintvadra anudinam kulu shaiva justa swadri. Swadri means the taste comes back. The taste for God or Krishna comes back. We've lost something and it comes back to us. It's our natural property. And it's being covered over by the modes of sattva, raja, and tamogun. We don't have to work at it. It comes back naturally. It comes back unbidden. So is Krishna consciousness easy? Yeah, it's easy. Because it's our natural consciousness. There's been a discussion. Is Krishna consciousness easy or is it hard? No, it's easy. It's our natural consciousness. It just has to be uncovered. That job may be hard. So swadri means the taste comes back for what? The sugar candy of the holy name. Tad gadad. Kintvadara anudinam kalushaiva justa swadri kramad bhavati. Step by step. It's a gradual process. Step by step, as you deeply engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, then the taste comes back. So step by step, and what happens? Tadgadad mula hantri. Mula means, tadgadad means a very bad disease. We are in a disease condition of life. We have a very bad disease. It's called, we think that sense enjoyment will make us happy. It's a very bad disease. But what happens if you follow all these instructions? Tadgadad mula hantri. Your inclination, your desire to enjoy sense gratification will be destroyed at the root. So the holy name, the divine form, the transcendental pastimes, the transcendental attributes, and the eternal pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, they are all transcendentally sweet. However, one whose tongue is afflicted with the jaundice of ignorance, he cannot taste anything sweet. Then he uses the word new. There's different, this is an exclamation. There's an explanation. We go, Ayi Nanda Tumu, right? Ayi Nanda Tanunja Kinkaram. So this is an exclamation, Sanskrit exclamation. So Ayi Nanda Tumunja Kinkara means, Ayi means, oh damn, oh crap. oh my. And then there's this, and then Rupa Goswami, he uses the exclamation, new. What does this little exclamation mean? It means, oh, how wonderful, how amazing. In 1960s hippie jargon, we would say, far out, far out. So there's something far out that happens. Huh? So the holy name of Lord Krishna, the transcendental pastimes, the eternal pastimes, the divine form, the transcendental attributes of Lord Sri Krishna, they are all transcendentally sweet. They are just like sugar candy. However, one whose tongue is afflicted with the jaundice of ignorance, he cannot taste anything sweet. Oh, how wonderful! A miracle! You want to see a miracle? Not everybody wants to see a miracle from God. So you want a miracle? I am going to give you a way that I will guarantee you will give you a miracle. We can elicit a miracle from God. And why? Because devotional service is the property of Srimati Radhika, and God cannot say no to Srimati Radhika. It's the only what Krishna Karshini. It's the only way to attract Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna Karshini. Karshini, I think it is. Devotional service will attract Lord Krishna. So, although one afflicted with the jaundice of ignorance, he cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that by simply carefully chanting these sweet names every single day, or 24 hours a day, if you can, or under the guidance of superior authority, then a natural relish, a natural taste awakens in the mouth, and one's materialistic disease is destroyed at the root. Tannamarupa charadadi sukirtananu shmityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan vajaitan anuragi jananugami kalam nayera kilamit upadesha sharam. Notice the number of times the word anu appears in this word, this verse. It appears three times. Anu, anu, anu. It means under the guidance of superior authority. It means under the guidance of superior authority. It means under the guidance of superior authority. Who is our superior authority in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We have to chant the holy name under his guidance. Etanya Vidya Mananam Ichchitamakuta Vayam Yoginam Nipanirni Tamharirnam Anukirtanam. O King, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, for everyone, including those who are full of material desires, those who are free of all material desires, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of their transcendental knowledge. So we have to chant Anukirtanam. And what is Anukirtanam? Anukirtanam means kirtan that's fortified by the four regulative principles. Because that's how our authority has told us we should chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And we have to chant Hare Krishna under the guidance of our authorities. And he's given us two main mantras. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. So that's chanting under the guidance of authority. So tanamarupa charadari sukirtana anu shmityo. We should meditate under the guidance of authority. Shmityo kramena, step by step. We should follow these instructions. Shmityo kramena, rasana, and engage the tongue. Manasi, and the mind. Niyoja tishtan vraje. Tan anuragi jananugami kalam nayad, all the time, kalam nayad, akilam. Akilam means full time. We should make this our full-time job. Kalam nayeta kilam it upadesha sharam. Sharam means the essence, and upadesha means this is the topmost, the supreme instruction. So therefore, the essence of all advice is that one should use one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely hearing and remembering about Lord Krishna's holy name, his divine form, his transcendental attributes, and his eternal pastimes. In this way, one will gradually engage the tongue and the mind. In this way, we should live in Sridham Mayapur. In this way, we should live in Sridham Mayapur. This is how we should all live here in Sridham Mayapur. In this way, one should live in Vraja Goloka Vrindavan. Either one. Or Jagannath Puri. In this way, one should live in Gokula Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. And one should serve the Lord under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. I'll end with, because this Prabhupada came to America, this is the day Prabhupada got on the boat to come to America, I'll end with this little tiny story. One time, somebody was reading the Nectar of Instruction, and he said, Prabhupada, how are we going to follow one of the residents of Vrindavan? I don't feel anything for the residents of Vrindavan. I don't know who they are. I mean, okay, I'm reading your books. I understand a little bit about it. How are we going to follow a resident of Vrindavan? What did Prabhupada answer? Everybody, listen and open up your ears. Prabhupada said, I am a resident of Vrindavan. I am a resident of Vrindavan. So here we have it right here. Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Follow the resident of Vrindavan. Read his upadesha, read his instructions and do what he says to do. And you will end up back in Goloka Vrindavan. You don't have to worry about esoteric stuff that is beyond your grasp. Oh, I got to get Siddha Pranali from some Radhakun Babaji. We have here in ISKCON. Don't be fooled by fools. Without doubt. And he proved it. It's not my party spirit. He proved it. Okay? By his lila. Without doubt, Prabhupada is a resident of Vrindavan that we can all follow with confidence. And if you follow Prabhupada's instructions, you will wake up one day in Goloka Vrindavan. Well, first Gokula Vrindavan. And then after a little time in Gokula Vrindavan, which is, doesn't matter, Gokula, Goloka, you will wake up in Goloka Vrindavan. Do not doubt. Do not worry. Prabhupada gave us the real thing. Okay? All right. So we'll stop there. It's exactly 9 o'clock. So these are pretty standard and basic instructions in Krishna consciousness. I didn't even get to Vrindavan Leela, but this is the... I wanted to speak about the qualifications for entering into Krishna's Leela, and I think I covered it pretty thoroughly. Do these things, and then you'll be able to enter. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I won't take questions because it is now 9 o'clock. Hare Bol. Okay, Hare Krishna.